Hello and welcome to Radio EduTalk. This is David Noble in Dunfermline this evening, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show Mark Riches, who is founder of Make Waves. And over the next 15 or 20 minutes, we'll be talking about digital me and the whole kind of digital credentialing agenda, which we might need to define at some point, Mark. but welcome to Radio EduTalk. Just going to say you can get in touch by email or via Twitter. If you just pop something up with the hashtag EduTalk, we'll pass your comment or question on to Mark. But just to start off with, could you give us a kind of brief background, Mark, to your involvement in education?
Yeah. I mean, we've been working with digital kind of badges since 2012. We started originally with Make Waves, which was primarily about students publishing work online and being able to take kind of charge about themselves. We then quickly found out that we needed to move on to support the teachers to help the students, because the students were charging ahead and the teachers hadn't had a chance to kind of experiment like they had. Then kind of moved on to environment changed, kind of, I guess, getting more established as the technology became more prevalent, and that's keeping kind of young people safe then was the focus. Then moving on to kind of using the web to open opportunities, because we saw young people kind of gaining new skills that were then being appropriated within the school, and then in employment and opening up new opportunities for them, which was exactly what we hoped would happen. But it was quite an informal thing. It was difficult to kind of quantify, but we kept seeing it as a regular pattern. And that kind of led us on a quest, really, to figure out how we could kind of recognize it clearly, give them a clearer recognition of what they'd done, and reward. And open badges came along as a concept. And for us, the lights just went on when we saw this, because we suddenly saw, okay, this fits for so many reasons. And that kind of led us to all sorts of different journeys, but to where we are today.
And possibly for the benefit of some of our listeners, could you say a bit, Mark, about what we mean by open badges? Some people might associate it with Mozilla, and they might have some experience of maybe hearing about it, going to workshops at educational events. But just tell us a bit more about what open badges is, and maybe how it's developed up to the present day, and then where this new initiative or idea of digital me fits in.
Yeah, sure. Open badges, first of all, it's an open source technology, and it's a standard, really, supported by technology, and it's completely available to everybody or anyone who wants to kind of take it on. And it basically means that you can create what we call a badge with a theme and a learning theme. But with that, digital badges are data behind it. So you can say kind of who the badge was created by, what you had to do to earn the badge, and then who awarded that badge. And then you can also link evidence to it and other more kind of granular information. And then the exciting thing is that anybody can produce one of these badges and can choose who they award it to. Once it's been awarded to an individual, they can then use that badge kind of in perpetuity. It becomes theirs, and they can put it where they want on their kind of website or in their social network. So it's evidence of what they achieved in a digital form. Yeah.
So that's the kind of basics then, Mark. And obviously you've explained that you've got such a kind of long history, so to speak, of Web 2.0's, I suppose, only been around for sort of 15, 20 years. But in terms of why were you attracted to open badges, and where did you see your own ideas fitting, and can you tell us about what digital me is all about?
the interesting thing for us is that we're seeing learners kind of get skills informally online, but there was no way of it was difficult. There was no standard out there where you could recognize what they did. And often we were trying to match what's happening online with what was happening offline. So you'd be in the kind of position where people will be doing a project online. They would be we'd be mapping it to a standard, an awarding body standard, and then what was happening is schools, for example, would be printing it out, putting it in books for Ofsted to look at. So it was all a little bit crazy, and also the standards changed with kind of current government policy. What we wanted to do is try and decentralise that and hand it over to individuals and kind of teachers to start recognising kind of small amounts of learning and for the student then to be given a reward for that, which you know was motivational for them. And then the other thing we saw was that as we kind of released that technology and made it simple for people to use, we saw a whole load of kind of unforeseen kind of consequences from it. And so we started to build lots of teachers were creating badges, employers were interested in creating badges, further education were interested in creating badges. So we started creating a badge library where students could go along, choose the badges that they wanted to take, in a way start to design their own pathway. And that to us was really exciting because it provided both the kind of the motivation and the engagement, as well as the chance to start to connect directly with an organisation or an employer, and that's what's particularly exciting, I think, about the work with when we were recently acquired by the City and Guilds Group, and they have kind of a rich kind of history of helping people into employment and then move on in employment and kind of gain further skills. So they see digital badges as a way to accelerate that, I suppose, and make it relevant for today. So the technology we've developed, the experience that we have, combined with the network that they've built up and the pedigree that they've got, is opening up all sorts of interesting conversations.
And could you give us some examples that have been particularly interesting for yourself, Mark, of where young people have been working with yourselves to develop or to gain digital badges?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's all sorts, really. I mean, if you're going to start from the younger age, it's been a fantastic program last year with it's called Astro Challenge, and it was around the Tim Peake visit to the space station. There was an initiative to encourage young children to think about science differently, to try and think about kind of real problems and real solutions, and particularly girls. We worked with another organisation called Unlimited Theatre. They created a whole learning program with badges in it, but those badges were timed to coordinate with Tim's journey. And then he was actually able to then feedback to them on some of the posts that they put up, and they were able to kind of collect these badges as they went along. So it was incredibly motivational. It was a chance to think kind of outside of their classroom and think about science in a different way. So that's been a project with young people recently. We've done quite a lot of work with O2, and that's around employability badges and what employers are looking for and what they're looking for. They're seeing a huge skills gap for themselves, and they're wanting to get a direct connection with young people. So they've done a whole load of badges, from how to create kind of wearable tech to right down to just kind of simple interview skills. And we're finding that they're being used by secondary schools, but also universities as well, because we're finding that as students are going to university, they're doing their course, but they're not necessarily starting to connect with employers and to both on the kind of preparing themselves for interviews, but also actually giving themselves visibility. And this is a real way which that you can take an O2 badge, and then the O2 team will look at it, and it helps them kind of work out who may be a potential employee for them later on.
A few years ago, when I first came across open badges, there was a lot of discussion around the kind of virtual or digital backpack and the storing of badges and how portable they were. I'm just wondering if you can bring us up to speed on that. You know, you're talking about working with O2, etc. You know, in your experience, how do you ensure that that these badges aren't just forgotten about in a few months or years?
Once a badge has been awarded, as you say, it can get pushed out to the Mozilla backpack, so it doesn't stay within one system, our system or any other system, but it becomes the completely in control of the person who's earned it. And Mozilla have created a backpack where those badges can be kind of stored and then pushed out into other social networks or websites. And that's a key tenet of badges. In terms of the Mozilla and the backpack, we've been asked over this last year to kind of start looking at the technology and seeing how we can support it. So for the last kind of few months, we've been working on the backpack update it, really, particularly in regards to Persona, which is the way you log in through it, which was a fairly old kind of login system, and we've moved that to something called Passport JS. So you can log in, you'll be able to purely log into it via different login protocols. So you'd have to use your LinkedIn or Facebook or other, we have to add those as we go. But the key thing is to kind of stabilize it to obviously kind of keep it open source, so anybody can take it and then use it how they want.
And we're just coming into the last couple of minutes of this evening's show. Mark, how do you see your own work developing over the next year around Digital Me and around the whole badges framework?
I think that there's huge opportunities, really. There's a huge opportunity to digitise qualifications that are already there and to make people more discoverable. Where often people aren't, to kind of capture a wider set of skills, often referred to as soft skills, but often the most important skills, which are difficult to recognise through traditional qualifications. That's quite an exciting piece of work, I think. And then also adding reputation on top of a qualification. So it travels with you. So at the moment, you receive a qualification, it stops there. It often sits in a folder and is referred to, but very rarely asked for. I don't think I've ever been asked for any qualifications. But to be able to have a digital badge which links to what you've done, the evidence that you've produced, but then can travel with you and receive. It can build a reputation. So you receive a badge, and then you can have people endorse it, and that travels through as a lifelong, journey. I think that's really exciting. We've done something recently on the Open Badge Academy, which is a kind of an endorsement engine. So you can receive a badge, then leave from an employer, or maybe from on work experience, and somebody else can log in using their LinkedIn account and leave a comment on it, an endorsement on it, and make a connection as well. So then somebody else is looking at the badge to see what you've had to do to earn that badge, but then they see what other people have said about that learning, and then you can validate that by linking through to their LinkedIn account as well. So I think this whole thing around reputation as well as an endorsement as well as receiving the badge is particularly interesting.
Great stuff, Mark. And just to, I wonder if you can leave us with a kind of couple of key links then. So if we're talking about, say, secondary teachers, where might they go to find out kind of more information on the basics of badges, open badges, and also if people are wanting to get the kind of up-to-date information, maybe they've been away from it for a wee while, where should they be going for that kind of information?
To go to the Digital Me website, there's kind of good links on there, although it's as ever going to be updated shortly. The other thing is to go along, or if you can, go along to MozFest, which is on the 28th of October in London, and it's kind of an international gathering of people who are interested in kind of badging and the technology and the policy and around it. It's growing every year. We manage and kind of wrangle a kind of floor around badges. This year we've already had 71 proposals for people to talk on badges and share what they're doing. So that's hugely popular. You can get on there, get in touch with me on Twitter. I'm not very active, but I'll point you to useful links.
That's fantastic, Mark. Thank you so much for taking time out this evening to join us on Radio EduTalk. You've been listening to Mark Riches, who's the founder of MateWaves, and best wishes for the future, Mark.
Okay, cheers, David. Good.